You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and I am joined today by Jeremy Stewart, right?
Yes.
Good. Jeremy Stewart is a graduate, or he's soon to be a graduate. He's got another year at Dallas Theological Seminary, and he's also got a burden for planting churches, and his plan, intention, is to come back here to Massachusetts after he graduates, and he's going to be using this as a year to finish his internship through Dallas as he works in planting a church in the Massachusetts area. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You came to faith later in life, right? So tell us a little bit about your testimony and how God has kind of given you this burden for seeing other people saved and brought into a church.
Sure. As a lot of people know, Massachusetts doesn't have a lot of evangelical Christians, and so I actually didn't know one, or especially didn't have a personal relationship with one until I was 21 years old. So I hadn't heard the gospel or been exposed to the gospel until then. And even then, it was kind of murky. And so I started reading the Bible when I was 21 because I knew somebody who had, she just had a love for the Lord, and it really stood out to me. It seemed odd. She was very confident, and that made me interested in reading the Bible. And so I started reading the Bible when I was 21. I went away to college in pursuit of being a doctor. I was afraid to hand over my life to the Lord because I was afraid that he would take that goal away from me.
Yeah.
And so I actually started listening to these Christian podcasts from a church in Indiana. It was just a random church. I had searched Christian podcasts on iTunes and just figured, oh, maybe I'll be able to hear something good in here. And so I was listening to that, and I had a lot of anxiety about how I was living my life and what God demanded of me. I didn't understand that Jesus had paid it all. I remember I emailed the speaker of that podcast and asked him, told him about my dilemma, about how I wanted to be a doctor, but I was afraid that God would take that away from me. And he told me that there were two things that he never wanted to be, which were a missionary or a pastor, and that God has a way of changing our desires to match his. And so I got that email, and that was encouraging to me, but I still hadn't trusted the Lord. It wasn't until I came home that summer from college that a friend of mine had recently been saved, and he brought me to a church here on Cape, and I heard the gospel, and I trusted the Lord. And ever since then, I've had a love for the Bible and a real desire to see people with similar stories as me come to know the Lord.
Yeah. So what is it eventually that changed that desire? You're not going to be a doctor, well, not in the physical sense, but more of a spiritual doctor in a pastoral way. So what is it that eventually changed your desires?
Well, it's two things. One was the fact that I worked in the sciences for a while because my undergrad is in biology. I can be kind of a clumsy person, so I just pictured myself in a state of emergency, probably not reacting extremely well. So that was one thing. But the other thing was the overwhelming love for God's word and God's people, and desire to see people know Christ.
And then you, when was it in your life and your growth and in your spirituality that you decided to go off to Dallas Theological Seminary and kind of take this completely different path for your life?
Well, as soon as I trusted the Lord, I knew that I wanted to spend most of my time doing ministry, but I've been through a lot of phases in my life, and so I decided that I was going to test this, because everything that I liked, I always wanted to be what I considered the epitome of that thing. And so, oh, I became a Christian, so then I must need to be a pastor. And so I thought, well, since I've been through all of these phases, I'm just going to give this about a 3-year trial period and see if I just burn through this and go on to something else. And so after 3 years, I still desired to learn more about God's word and to be equipped for ministry. And the pastor of that podcast I listened to, he went to Dallas Theological Seminary. And that was where that kind of stuck in my mind from the very beginning.
So you went off to school, and you kind of got involved in a very a great church down there. We're familiar with Matt Chandler here on the broadcast. We've used his sermons through our ministry, and you got involved in this great church. Tell us a little bit about how that time period at Dallas and that church ministry has really kind of shaped your vision and your goals to the ministry that you're looking forward to in the future.
Yeah. So the Village was one of the first churches we visited when we moved to Dallas while we were looking for home churches. One of the first events we went to there was a missions meeting. So they have a sending program there where they send missionaries and church planters and they equip them for ministry. So we attended a meeting and we actually met a pastor there who desired to plant a church in Massachusetts. He was one of the first people we met. He wanted to plant in the Boston area, but we were interested in the Cape Cod area. So we didn't quite know if we were going to match up there. But over time, we worked with him as home group leaders. He was our pastor. We got to know him and his vision more clearly. And it seemed clear that God was orchestrating us working together. So at the Village, we grew a lot as home group leaders, me and my wife. And we got to see how God is really the one who is doing the ministry through us. We got to see people in our home group grow in their relationship with Christ. And although it felt like we weren't doing enough, God really was working through the community there. And so that was pretty amazing to see.
Mm. Oh, you grew up here on the Cape. You grew up here in New England, so you have a sense of familiarity with the challenges of the gospel, especially not being able to grow up in a Christian background and seeing how there was an unknown world to you up to the age of 21. Does that help you, do you think, in the prospects of coming back here to plant a church, because you have an idea as to how people in New England are thinking and what they're missing out on and when they're thinking about spiritual things?
I think it does, yeah. I think especially if you compare New England with Dallas, Dallas is about 26% evangelical. Cape Cod in general is about 2%. There's a lot more explanation that needs to come when you're talking about the gospel to the people here. There's a lot of influence from former experience in the Catholic Church or just no religious experience at all. And so you might be able to say to somebody in Dallas, oh, yeah, you know, the gospel, this and that, and they understand exactly what you're talking about. But here, they really don't. And so that's just one thing that I've noticed, just knowing how to talk to people about the gospel and how to bring them through the story of God and explain terms to them and things like that.
Yeah. Now, it's a very challenging place to plant a church. Mm-hmm. I know here in New England, that I know many pastors who are working in older churches as well as pastors who are just starting churches. And it seems that both of them have the same sort of struggles, that the challenges are all very amplified here in New England, but also the growth periods are much longer in the sense that it takes a lot longer to get to those places, those landmarks that really help establish a ministry in the community. So what are your plans? I mean, you're going to be working with a team here. What are your plans on how to get past those many hurdles that are here in what we call the frozen chosen here in New England?
The main thing that we want to do, we're going to be planting in Waltham. The main thing that we want to do is to form relationships with the people in the area. So that just means, I mean, going to places regularly, getting to know people, being part of the community, not just throwing the gospel at people and walking away, but forming true and lasting relationships. So we want to build a presence in the area. We want to gain the trust of people in the area. I think that is a big part of church planting, especially in New England, because people just aren't automatically going to trust you. One, they don't know a lot about Christianity, especially evangelicalism. And so they're going to want to know the people that are telling them the gospel.
So what is it that ultimately helps you decide on Waltham?
Well, Waltham was chosen by Clint Patronella, the church planter. He's going to be leading the planting effort. I'm going to be his intern. It was decided by him and 7 Mile Road Network. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're a network in the greater Boston area, and their goal is to plant churches among distinct people groups in the greater Boston area. And so Waltham was sort of the next pin on the map for them. So,
great.
Yeah, they decided that.
Yeah, there's certainly a greater need here in the Boston area as well. And as we know that most civilizations are changed not by the suburbs, but by the cities. And so that's an interesting purpose for the ministry, is that it's really targeting the Boston area as a part of your ministry. What are your long-term plans? You have a wife and a daughter, so what are your plans in ministry? You still got a year left at Dallas. what are you hoping to accomplish in your own personal life, in your own personal growth? As you've seen it, this has been kind of a transition for you going to Dallas. So tell us a little bit about where you're at and what your hopes are.
Personally, I would like to grow in my ability to love people well. I'm hoping that this year will help me and my wife to become more hospitable to strangers and open our home and have true community with fellow believers and non-believers. I think that's a big goal for us because, like I said, as people who want to plant a church on Cape Cod or near Cape Cod in New England, we need to have that. We need to kind of hone that ability and just really know how to be true friends to people so that we can share the gospel with them.
Mm. And what are some of the areas that you would hope that people would be praying for? I know this is going to be a transitional year. This is going to be a lot of changes. You, your wife, your child, and also your graduation. So you've got a lot of things on your plate. And this is still, you're very young, still in your faith. And so this is a growth period for you as well. So what are some of the prayer requests that you have that our community of the Songtime family can be praying for you and your ministry of planting a church in Waltham?
Ultimately, right now, we're in the fundraising phase. And so we're trying to raise funds for my position. It's a fully fundraised position, so it's not a centralized funding. So that's one big prayer request. The other is just that we would be able to really assist Clint Patronella as he plants 7 Mile Road Waltham, just that we could have an impact on the community. And thirdly, we want to plant a church on Cape Cod. And so we're hoping that God would prepare us for that and that he would also help us to discern that calling so that we can be sure that this is what he wants us to do. We don't want to charge ahead without his say.
Not going to jump off the pinnacle of the temple?
No. No, we want to know that this is what he wants us to do and then we want to be ready. And that's the point of this internship as well. So those are three things that people can be praying for.
Well, great. We've been talking with Jeremy Stewart. He is going to be a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary, as well as a church planter here in the Boston area. And he needs to raise support, but he also needs the support of our praying communities. So if we care about the church here in New England, and we certainly do, and we want to see people saved in this, amongst the frozen chosen, be in prayer for Jeremy and his family, as well as their ministry in Waltham. So Jeremy, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.